Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Folks, it is once again Campfire Talk, and once again we have my friend and your friend, I'll bet you, Mr. Larry Wysoon with us. Larry, good morning, sir.
Well, top of the morning to you. It's our time of the year.
It is our time of the year. What do you say we talk about just that topic? You've been out in your woods. I've been up at the Rio Rojo Rancho, owned by our friends
Mr. Mike Ford
and his wife Lori. Yeah, I went up there. Jeff Rice and I. Jeff went up there. Boy, he had a time, and he actually videoed a bunch of really good bucks. We did one of our little weekly shows there, and it'll be I guess it was last week when it was on, but. Really got some good bucks on video, and it was kind of a scouting, a preseason whitetail scouting trip / axis opportunity. Those axis are they're not as patternable right now as the some of the whitetail, Larry. I didn't get a shot at one. Saw some awesome axis bucks. I mean, some of the biggest I've ever seen, body wise and antlers. Yes, Mike's got some kind of a self-sustaining herd up there. He started small,
right,
and a bunch of axis deer on his ranch, and but I didn't get a shot at. I was using the gearhead bow, and I wanted to get a good slam dunk shot, that I knew I could
absolutely
make.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I that didn't occur, and I didn't loose an arrow. But we had one heck of a good time, Larry. And that I like to tell people that don't know Mike and his wife, Lori, up there, the Rio Rojo. Folks can go online, RIORojo, Rio Rojo Rancho.com, or just Google it, And good play. You've been there, and it is an awesome spot, Larry.
It is, and I tell you what, Mike and Miss Lori are such fantastic people, and I know the quality animals that Mike has. And it's not just the quality of animals he has; it's the quality of the time that you're going to have while you're up there. Those, they know how to entertain, and I mean that's just such an absolutely fantastic place. And what do you say? Whether you loose an arrow or just sit there and you go, my gosh, I wish you'd come closer. And in your instance, I'm sure you're thinking about, oh, my gosh, I wish it was whitetail season right now.
I know.
Look at that rascal over there.
Yeah. Jeff Rice, my buddy, is a good friend of yours, too. Jeff was he was taken aback when he was filming these big deer. I mean, he was. Mike had the breeding program for years, Mike Ford up there, and now the genetics, through the years he had released into the – to his pasture there, the big bucks, this, that, and the other. Now there's no breeding operation at all, but the fruits of his labor is obvious in the deer herd up there. I mean, they are they're pasture deer. They're out
right,
but they are some good ones, really good ones up there now.
Golly, well, you know what I tell you? I know Mike's got good deer, but I'll tell you too that. I've been getting reports, not only have I had a chance to look around a little bit, but I've been getting reports from a lot of different people, like Greg Simon's out in the western part of the state, also down the southern part. And the reports that I'm getting about antlers this year is just phenomenal. I mean, you go back and, 3 and 4 years ago, we had some pretty good fawn survival rates. And those bucks have grown up in the presence of extremely good nutrition. And, of course, there's some older bucks there and a lot of younger bucks, too. But, I mean, the antlers this year, I think, are as good as what we're going to have in a long time to come. I mean, if we get a bit more rain later on this fall and go into another year, we, again, will have a huge fawn crop from the last few years to have a look at. But, my gracious, there's some big antlers this year.
That's what I've noticed and what I've seen. And I've even got a trail camera on some land close to where I'm hunting, kind of probably for most folks, if you could picture southeast of Dallas. I'm hunting a couple of places, but around Kemp in that area, I'm hunting a place over there and see some on the trail camera already, a couple of really nice bucks, you know. So, and you know, Larry, really about a little over a week here, I think, deer season on bow season is going to be open. And the MLD ranches, you know, that are monitored by Texas Parks and Wildlife will allow hunting with all weapons, right?
You're exactly right. I mean, that season is right here upon us. And, of course, you know, there are a lot of folks that hunt with a bow and crossbows and all those things. And so that's an absolutely great time coming up. I'm actually going to get to go hunt pronghorn antelope with Greg Simons the second week of October. And it's been a long time since I've hunted antelope with Greg. And I found a Ruger number one in a 280 Remington that I've been playing with a little bit. Put a Trichicon scope on it, and I'm shooting Hornady ammo. And I'll tell you what, that thing is shooting absolutely fantastically. And I'm kind of torn between it. I shot my first antelope a whole lot of years ago with a 257 Roberts. And I've got one of those in the Ruger number one, too. And again, top with a Trichicon scope and Hornady ammo. And so I'm really kind of torn between the two of those of which ones I want to take. Because I kind of shot my first one, like I said, with the 257 Roberts. I think it'd kind of be fun to go back and shoot another one with it. So
it would be
good. I guess I'm going to have to flip a coin or you know, say, okay, somebody tell me which one to take kind of thing.
I bet you, if I had to wager on that, I'd bet you that 257 just because of nostalgia.
I find myself looking at it. It's all much more every time I kind of look walk by my room where I've got those guns. Maybe that's one I ought to take for that antelope hunt. But again, right now, I mean, we got a little bit of time left for hunting seasons are actually here as far as they are here in Texas. There things open up all over the country elsewhere. And right now is a really good time to make sure that your rifle is sighted in, shooting it just exactly where you want it, you know, to be at whatever distances that you're going to hunt at. And so, and same thing with a bow. I mean, there's a little bit of time left for making certain that crossbow or that bow that you're shooting is properly tuned in as well, too. So when that shot does occur, and again, this year, there's so many good deer, and they're in such great shape. So not only are they going to look good, they're going to eat good again as well, too. So
there you go, Larry.
Get ready with that last little bit in terms of your shooting abilities.
Larry, I'm not going to take up our time together on our campfire talk telling this whole story. I am going to tell a story later in this show, though, and it's one that most people are going to – they're probably going to get a chuckle out of, but – our Texas-raised hunting products that thank you for introducing me to these products. I've told Larry this story, folks.
I think I know what
and the story has to do with a Nikon camera that I've been using since cameras went digital. I don't know how long. I've had this camera 20 years. I'm guessing. I don't even know. But I've took – and there is no telling how many pictures I've taken with this camera.
You're right.
Okay. Cat, it has to do with this camera, cat urine, and then a hunt and filming situation that I managed to pull off that was somewhat challenging. I'm going to tell the whole story later, Larry. But Texas raised hunting products, they're scent guardian. I've already hunted hogs up close, downwind of hogs, which sprayed down good. I was always, you've never seen me spray down with anything. And
No.
You haven't.
You're
I just,
like me.
Yep. I tell you, I spray down from the cap to my boots with Scent Guardian. This stuff, you being a biologist, you know, we won't get real technical, but it actually eliminates odor. I mean.
It does.
It does.
It truly does.
Okay, well, let me tell you real quick, folks, and you get the rest of the story later. It eliminated the cats actually urinated my wife's cats on one of them, I guess, on my camera bag. And you know that absorbent, that material that protects your camera?
Right.
That foam looking
soft,
stuff.
Foam
looking stuff. Okay, it was saturated. No kidding. I got home and I said, oh my God, it's one of those Pelican bags that you or cases that you could throw it from an airplane, I guess, and it would protect what's in it. Well,
yes,
I love that case, and I kept my camera in there. I sprayed that thing down. This is the just the way it happened. And about an hour later, I said, if it takes that stuff away, you could smell nothing, nothing. I mean, sprayed it down with a scent guardian, Larry. If it'll do that, it'll take away any odors that an animal would be smelling, you know?
It does. It truly does. I mean, like we've said before, I'm the world's greatest skeptic when it comes to those kind of things, and I know you're kind of the same way, if not
I was.
More than I am. And finally, there's a product that I've used that I really feel like, that I know, hey, this stuff works.
Yes,
and,
sir. Yep.
I mean, I've been spraying clothes down and as well, too, when I've gone out. And I love to wear leather gloves. Those leather gloves have a tendency to absorb odors. So does my brown felt hat that I wear
all the time. Well, yeah, it would,
And so I do the same thing there. I'll spray it down. And I've even laid it down after I've been out working and sweating and all that kind of stuff, and sprayed it down and, you know, put it right where I know the deer are going to come. And they just don't pay any attention to it at all.
Well, that's our tip for people, Larry. Texas Raised Hunting Products. You can go there and get you some scent, some scent guardian, folks, because that and then all their other attractants and their deer attractants and hog attractants.
Those work as well.
Yeah,
but
that's
I'll tell you, I'm just totally, totally impressed with their scent guardian.
Yep, me too.
That's the finest product, and there's so many other different uses for it. I mean, if you work outside, and, you know, and you're working around oil and grease and gas, or you're walking around smelly odors, like we sometimes have a tendency to have to do. I mean, my gracious, it does take it totally away. Nobody'll ever guess where you were.
My wife now has a bottle of it that's been detached to her to use, you know, for pet odors or whatever. Yeah, Larry,
yes.
Real quick, the bucks are nowhere near rut, but they're hard horned. Every buck I saw is up at Mike's place, and then on my trail cameras for the past up in this area, past couple of 3 weeks, they've been hard horned. One of my favorite times is early season when those old bucks. Actually, I love to hunt the rut, of course, but they are very patternable. More so, I guess, than during the rut. Really, if they're right now, you know,
they are. If you know of a big buck. And it's one that you want to go after. You want to go after them the earliest possible legal opportunity you have. And that's coming up here in a very short period of time. And those deer, for the most part, they're going to be in that same late summer pattern. They're still going to be eating the same ways. Places, they're going to be watering the same places, pretty much moving the same places. So if you've got a really big buck that you're after, that you've got trail camera pictures of, or that you've been hearing about, hunt him those first few days of the MLD or the bow season, regardless of, you know, whatever your situation is. And your chances are so much better to take that deer then than they are any other time of the year.
Yes, sir. You're right. They are telling me, Larry, that it's time to shut our campfire down for this week.
Of course, migration.
We could fill the whole hour talking, you and I, with different topics, you know. But thanks to the Dallas Safari Club for being what I call the title sponsor for what we do. You know, we've been doing this, Larry, for 9 years, and they help a lot, you know, to make it happen. And biggame.org, folks, is the website of the Dallas Safari Club. Larry, I'd admonish anybody to go there if they don't know about it.
I'll even beg them to go there.
Yes.
Because we need their support, and they're the best organization there is in the world when it comes to anything having to do with hunting, conservation, and hunter advocacy. I mean, we need those guys, and they need you. So please join at the first opportunity you can. Kind of like hunting that big buck at the first opportunity you can.
Exactly. Larry, we'll be right back here with everyone next week at this same time, and I'm already looking forward to our visit.
Me too.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by SightMark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably kill 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to SightMark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to UltramaticFeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's UltramaticFeeders.com. Folks, you hear Larry and I talking about Texas-raised hunting products quite a bit. We use these products. I mean, there is Texas-raised hunting products makes a scent remover called Scent Guardian. Here's the deal. I've never done this before, but I want more of you to know about this because it works, this Scent Guardian. It removes scent, and you don't have to worry about your scent when you spray down with it. How about a giveaway over the radio? Here's what you do. Go to my radio website, catfishradio.org. My email is there. Email me with your name and a contact number, a way I can contact you. And you, if you're the first one to do this, jump right on it. I'll look them over, I promise you, the emails right away. Send me that email through catfishradio.org, and I will make positively sure that Texas Raised Hunting Products sends you a bottle of this Scent Guardian. I want you to try it out. You can go to their website, TexasRaisedHuntingProducts.com, and check them out. But make sure and do it. Go to the website first. Send me an email. The first email that gets to me, I will make sure that you get a bottle of Scent Guardian shipped right away.